Who do you think you are, you defeated devil? You have no authority. We have to learn, you know, to really rise up in who we are in Christ. Okay, now let's go to, Matthew 9. Let's just go ahead and take the whole story here. Matthew 9, 2. Behold, they were bringing a paralytic laying on a cot to Christ, to Jesus. And seeing their faith, Jesus said to the paralyzed one, "Be comforted, child, your sins have been remitted." And behold, some of the scribes said within themselves, "This one blasphemes." And seeing their thoughts, so notice Jesus sees your thoughts. And sometimes people really move in the prophetic, see your thoughts. And seeing their thoughts, Jesus said, "Why do you think evil in your hearts? For what is easier to say, your sins are remitted, or to say, rise up and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to remit sins." Then he said to the man, "Rising up, lift up your cot and go to your house." And rising up, he went away to his house. And seeing the crowds marveled, they glorified God, the one giving such authority to men. Now, there's quite a few spiritual truths about authority here. First of all, this time they saw Jesus' authority by what? His miracle. This time they saw his authority by the actual miracle that he was doing. So if you really want people to believe that we have authority because we belong to God, we need to really begin to believe to do miracles. We need to begin to do the miracles with the authority that God's given us. And we need to get rid of all the hoopla and the pretend miracles and making things up. We need to really see that people are truly healed. We need to, you know, some of it really needs to be documented, folks, because there's so many people claiming things that aren't really happening. See, that's when we're trying to build our own kingdoms. That's not when we're trying to build God's kingdom. We need to go deeper in God and get the true authority. We need to go to God and we need to say, "Lord, I want to glorify you. God, I want people to know how real you are. God, I want to see people healed. I want to see people raised from the dead. I want to see these things. God, would you teach me your ways? God, would you make this real?" You know, we have a Tuesday night meeting that's called Make It Real, because that's all I want. I want it real. We've had real healings at Beauty for Ashes. You know, it's just sitting in this room right now is we have one man who's documented was healed of AIDS, documented was healed of full-blown HIV, full-blown AIDS, completely healed. We have a woman documented to the point where the doctors thought she was going to sue, completely healed of cancer, completely healed. Prayed for one conference, completely healed of cancer. The doctors didn't believe it. They went in to remove the cancerous breast, got in there and found out there was no cancer. And we're so afraid of the lawsuit for doing unneeded surgery. And it changed everybody, and it glorified God. And the person who was went under the surgery didn't wake up mad that there was no cancer and wanting to sue everybody, because her heart wasn't about greed. She was thrilled to know that she was healed. She was thrilled to know she didn't have to go through the follow-up chemo. She was thrilled to know that God really did do this thing for her. And it was settled. She knew it was done. She knew that cancer would never come back. Praise God. And then we have lots of other document cases. But then there's also people who've come here that we thought were healed, that we prayed for. They fell out. They seemed changed. But they've had funerals. It's not about who has what going on. It's about all of us wanting the real, all of us going after God, and all of us wanting to see God glorified, Jesus lifted up, and people drawn to the cross of Christ. Each of us moving in authority, each of us moving in that kind of power. And so in verse 2, he sees the person on the cot, and he saw their faith. So this is another powerful truth to understand. We're talking about authority for healing especially. These people, these friends of this guy on the cot, first of all, I think they had so much love and compassion for that guy that they were going to, they just so much believed that this Jesus could help their friend, that they got out of their comfort zone and put this person on a cot and brought him to the Lord. And I love this. See, faith is spiritual, so Jesus can see it. Let me say something else. Faith is spiritual, so the enemy knows if it's there or not. But because we have natural eyes, many times we can't tell the difference in someone's word and if faith is really being released. But when you get in the spirit, you can tell. When you begin to be led by your spirit mind and not the mind of the flesh, you can really know that you know. You can know that you know that you have the authority. You can know that you know you're going to have that healing. And you can't make it up when you don't. I've tried. I've tried to work it up. I've tried to yell loud enough. I've tried to make sure. But see, when people come to you for healing, many times they don't have faith. They have fear. But God can still intervene if you have compassion. It's your faith that makes you whole. It's the compassion of someone who has the authority and power to bring healing when you don't have faith. And all that teaching is on our healing series. We have a series called Be Healed, and we go into a lot of detail. So I'm not going to redo all of that on this teaching on authority, but I did want to bring some of it up, and I encourage you to get the teaching we have on healing if you're serious about walking in your authority. Okay, so we see here, though, that Jesus saw their corporate coming together faith, and he was impressed by it. And so now the other part that this does show us is Jesus says, be comforted. Your sins have been remitted. There, the Lord could see in the spirit that this guy had some sin issues that brought on the sickness, that brought on this state he was in, okay? Folks, we got some sin issues. It doesn't have to be blatant sin. It can be attitude sins. It can be pride. It can be high-mindedness. It can be meanness. It can be just all these different things that the church hasn't spent a whole lot of time helping us understand are wrong and we need to get rid of. But we have lots of that teaching. Just check out our bookstore at beautyfrashes.org and you're going to see, over probably 100 series to help you get rid of everything that's in your heart that doesn't belong there. And so the authority is going to come when we get rid of all this evil in our hearts. And then Christ can just flow through us. The anointing of God can flow through us. But I want you to see something here. If you're having sickness or if you're having a situation where you don't seem to have real authority in your words, you can't seem to really get that anointing and that power and that authority, let the Holy Spirit show you the sin issue and get it forgiven. Don't hide it. Don't act like I don't want to see, I don't want to know. Just deal with it. That's what the cross is for. The cross is to take that sin, have a place to put it, ask God to forgive you, hate those wrong things in your heart, separate yourself from that evil by the working of the Holy Spirit, by the power of God, and then watch the power of Jesus heal, just like he healed this man. Just like he healed this man. He said, I forgive your sins. Now, the part of authorities, the Pharisees and these guys, they were really upset and said he was blaspheming that he could forgive sins because he was really revealing what these guys knew that only God could do. You know, that only God could say, okay, I'm forgiving this sin. And Jesus was doing this knowing that he was going to the cross. Jesus was doing this knowing that I'm going to pay the price for this. I haven't done it yet. But see, God was such a God of faith that when Jesus came as a baby with the intentions of going to the cross to save mankind from her sins, he knew he was going to do it. And this is something about real faith and real vision. When you know that you know, it's as if it's done. When you know that you know, it's as if it's done. So Jesus was able to forgive sins before the cross because he already had the cross so strong in his knowing. Many times you've got to have that kind of knowing about someone being healed. You have to really seek the Lord and go after the Lord and cry out for the Lord to reveal it and to increase your faith so that you know that you know. And there's been many things in my life that I knew that I knew way before I got them, that I understood. You actually quit almost really praying for them because you know that you know. And you keep going on with the Lord and on with the Lord and show me, take me deeper. Let me walk with you closer, Lord. Let me be more in love with you than I've ever been. And then these things begin to happen for you. because this is about a relationship with Jesus Christ. This is about falling in love with God. This is not just about having a carefree life. There is no such thing as a carefree life. Jesus makes that clear. The Word of God makes it clear. And if you haven't figured it out by now, your family history should make it clear. This is not about having this nice, easy life. Actually, it's kind of scary for anybody having a nice, easy life because they may be actually just being used by the enemy. And they're on their way to hell and they don't have a clue. I'd rather have a very difficult life here and find Jesus than to live eternally damned. So we need to get, we need to understand what this journey in life is really about. It's about knowing Jesus and finding Jesus in a real way and letting him be so real in our life and then being that kind of light because of the authority, because of the power, because of the love first, to draw others to him so that they will not be eternally damned. And the apostolic move that people really can kind of know what's going on in your heart sometimes. The Holy Spirit can reveal that, but God always knows. Quit trying to hide that stuff. If you've got mean thoughts going on, then get them out there and repent of them. Say, I don't agree with these thoughts. I don't agree with my doing this. I don't agree with my thinking like this. We need to get all that cleansed and purged out of us. You don't want to stand before the Lord on that day and have all of it come up then. I want it all under the blood before I see Jesus face to face in heaven. Okay, so he then shows them that he does have the power to remit sins. And the guy gets up and walks away healed. And once again, everybody's amazed at this kind of authority, that God would put that kind of authority in flesh. Now, they didn't know that Jesus was the Son of God, but they knew that God was using this particular man to do miracles, that this particular man had authority on the earth. And they were amazed by that. And it was making the way for the rest of us. He's the firstborn of many brethren. He is the first time you see God in flesh. And then after we're born again of the Spirit, you actually have once again God living in flesh. The difference is our flesh isn't quite crucified yet, so you might see more of us than you see of God. In Jesus, he says, when you see me, you see the Father. So in Jesus, his flesh never ruled in his life. His flesh never had authority in his life. So when you see Jesus, you saw God in flesh. With us, there's a process of death to self. There's a process of being crucified, crucifying our flesh daily so that people can see God in flesh. And when people see God in flesh, do you think they're going to see authority? Do you think they're going to see some miracles and some power? So quit trying to work all this up in your flesh brain. And just let God have his way in your life. Let him become everything that you need. Just become one with God. That's where the authority is going to be. That's where the authority was with Jesus. Okay, now let's see. We're going to look at all these. We had a lot of them. Matthew 10:1. Okay, and having called his 12 disciples, and you can put your own name there. I put Cindy. He gave them authority over unclean spirits so as to cast them out, to heal every disease and every weakness of the body. Now, I want you to see something a little bit with this as he sends them. Verse 5. Jesus sent these 12 out, charging them, saying, do not go into the way of the nations and do not go to Samaria, but rather go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And going on, proclaim, saying, the kingdom of heaven has drawn near. Heal the sick ones, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead ones, cast out demons. You freely receive, freely give. And if you keep reading, he gave very, very specific instructions to go along with their authority, right? He tells them who to go to. He tells them what to take and what not to take. He tells them what they have authority over. And I really believe today we need to hear what the Father, through the Lord, by the Holy Spirit, is telling us we have authority. It's not like an automatic, I have authority over everything. It's, Lord, have you given me authority for this? Lord, is this a place you're calling me to? So it's revealing God's will on the earth, his manifold wisdom on the earth, and it's walking out in the obedience of the Holy Spirit. True authority comes through obeying God and his commands, obeying his instructions to you. So one thing you want to see about authority, we're going to need to hear the Lord. We're going to need to be mature enough to hear the Lord, to really walk in much authority. So we need to go deeper and deeper in God to walk into this kind of authority. But I do want you to see this. This is amazing now. These guys were not born again of the Spirit of God, and they walked in authority. Why do you think that was? I just believe, you know, I'm like, Lord, why did they have authority? Because those angels heard him give them the authority. And those angels were going to be the ones binding up the demons. He and the Holy Spirit are one. So it's the Holy Spirit speaking through Jesus, revealing what the Holy Spirit's going to go do. So however all that works in the spirit realm, because God said it, it came to pass. Now how much more are we to really walk in some powerful authority with God himself living in us to guide us each step of the way, to reveal to us? But once again, I really think this points out that we have to understand the authority comes from Jesus, and there are instructions to follow. Jesus himself says, I only do what I see my Father doing. How much more are we going to have that kind of divine communication with God to see what he's doing, to see what he would have us to do? This is his will. This is his kingdom come. This isn't about us. This is about glorifying God. This is not about building a reputation and a ministry for ourselves. This is not about solving our personal problems. This is about obeying God. This is about walking in relationship with God to reveal the will of the Father, to reveal Jesus by the Holy Spirit. Okay?